USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving, citing a rise in new COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. As cases do continue to increase across the country, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is predicting more closures like indoor dining and gyms within a week or two.
New York City will, before long, be in that orange zone status. I talked to the governor at length about this yesterday, and that means those restrictions are coming.
Wisconsin officials starting their recount of the presidential ballots on Friday, but it will likely end up in court. The Wisconsin Elections Commission spending hours Thursday night trying to decide how the recount will move forward and what the rules will be. The commission is split with 3 Republicans and 3 Democrats. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Trump campaign lawyer Rudy Giuliani says it's clear there was widespread voting fraud in the presidential election.
This is not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states. Almost exactly the same pattern.
Giuliani had a briefing in Washington, D.C., saying that there was a plan from a centralized location to deny President Trump re-election. Giuliani also questioning the validity of massive mail-in voting. The NFL is going cashless at this year's Super Bowl. The league announcing a partnership with Visa that will make the entire event cash-free amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The NFL was already working on the idea but decided to implement it due to COVID-19. Fans can trade their cash for Visa gift cards at reverse ATMs that will be around all Raymond James stadiums in Tampa, home of Super Bowl 55 in February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
More voting irregularities in the Peach State.
Political consultant Dick Morris on Newsmax says after viewing the irregularities in the Georgia election, an overturn is inevitable.
The recounts in Georgia certainly indicate irregularities, and I think Georgia may well be overturned. Not just because of the 3 counties where they forgot to input the results into the machine, but also because of people who are voting who are probably dead and people who are not registered.
Morris also says Georgia election officials are hiding voter information from authorized poll observers. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and a Charlie Brown Christmas can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.